I got after Stephen a few months ago when he said that a couple internal people from SETI, Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence, had told him that they definitely had signals from extraterrestrials from another system. And then I had Seth Shostak on, who represents SETI, and he said, no, if we did, we'd let the world know. But Stephen would never reveal who they were, never reveal the sources. And then I got after him a little bit. And keep in mind, I think he does great work. He's been chasing this zero-point energy for a long time. And he just, you know, he keeps talking about an individual who's going to bring him the machinery to prove that it exists or that it can be done. And it hasn't happened yet. And I think through all of this, one of Stephen's shortcomings is that he believes too many people, Paula.
I do think the SETI thing, and we've had SETI as a guest here at San Marino, the SETI group mm-hmm. with Drake and so forth. If your job depends on this, and you have disclosure, your job is finished.
I don't think it's over. I think it's enhanced.
I do believe that Close Encounters is real. I've done a lot of background search, and if you remember Close Encounters...
There's not a lot of people who work at SETI, so if Stephen has two of them, it could be like two of four. I mean, there's just not a lot of people there yet.
We have Italian SETI. We have an Italian...
Yeah, but he was talking about U.S. here.
Oh, U.S. Well, the thing is, if they did receive signals, I don't think you'd know about it. I really believe I don't think you'd know about it because of what I said before. I don't know if the world is ready for this kind of situation. Plus, if you had signals, how would you decipher them? I mean, what would you... Close Encounters had the music signals. Do you remember that?
Yeah, da-da-da-da.
Yeah, right.
Da.
Well, somebody told Spielberg something. To have that be in that film.
Maybe so. You know, I've been wanting to interview Stephen for years. I'd still like to get him on the program to ask him, because I do believe he'll be very truthful, what he knows, what he's been told, if some of these movies, the E.T. and Close Encounters of the Third Kind and all the others that he has since gone on to produce, if it was based on inside knowledge and information, I'd love to find that out.
Well, I have a quote in my book, and I have the film footage to prove it, because I do it in my conferences, where Stephen is talking to young people. Again, it's kids. Young people at the actor's studio, and a girl just comes out and asks him, do you believe in aliens? And he goes through this long thing about having been told to listen by his parents a long time ago. At the very end, he says, yes, I do believe in aliens.
Yeah, well, Ronald Reagan believed also. There's no doubt about that.
Well, I mean, when you say the word believe, it's kind of hard because believe, I always put it as a connotation with some kind of religion or belief system. I'd rather use do you know that aliens exist than believe, because believe makes it sound like a religious thing.
I agree. Anyways, what is Stephen Greer's frustration level? I mean, how long does he keep at this before he feels as if he's either knocking his head against a brick wall or that he's going to bust loose and something's going to finally get disclosed?
Well, there's a lot going on with Stephen. If you read his new book, he's a contactee. I mean, he was his whole life is strange. I mean, it's not an accident that he's put all of his energy into this. When he was very young, and then he was prepared too, because he spent some time in Israel. He's very spiritual. He learned meditation, and he had contact himself, you know, mental contact, and also it filmed, you know, light beings. Here we go with light again, in his C-SETI protocols. His C-SETI protocols are the only protocols that we have established for a peaceful connection with whatever's out there. In other words, his C-SETI protocols are respectful. What they do is they get the people together, they go on a mountain, they meditate, and if there is anything up there, they telepathically say, with respect, if you are, you know, benevolent or whatever, with respect, we want to greet you. And those protocols are the only ones in action. Now, that you had mentioned the zero energy machine. That's a lot of stuff that Stephen's taking on, and that might be the only thing I would say stay with one thing like disclosure and the CSETI protocols, which will really help us. But the reason why he's into the energy machine is because, as Al Gore and as Paul Hellyer say, these technologies that are hidden from us could save planet Earth. So Stephen goes there mentally, and that's what he says. If we get these technologies, we could save the ecological disaster of the planet. And so he's put everything into the cosmic minestrone.